In the mid-1970s, Roque Thoreau convinced a group of people to leave their jobs and homes and join him in a religious movement. He prohibited the group from remaining in contact with their families and with the Seventh-day Adventist Church, as this was against his cult's value of freedom. Thoreau made the commune build their own town while he relaxed, comparing them to ants working in an anthill, naming the group the Anthill Kids. However, he controlled this cult with an iron fist, which led to severe physical and sexual abuse of the members. When all was said and done, 5 people, including 2 small children, died as a result of Thoreau's actions. Welcome to History's Biggest Villains. Roque Thoreau was born on May 16, 1947 in Saguenay, Quebec, Canada, into a French-Canadian family and was raised in Thetford Mines. As a child, he was considered to be very intelligent, but he dropped out of school in the 7th grade and began to teach himself the Old Testament of the Bible. Thoreau believed that the end of the world was near and would be brought on by the war between good and evil. He converted from Catholicism to the Seventh-day Adventist Church and began practicing their holistic beliefs, which encouraged a healthy lifestyle free of processed foods, alcohol, and tobacco. His time with the church was short-lived, and he was removed after attempting to gain leadership. While Thoreau was removed from the church, he had already managed to secure himself a number of followers with his charismatic preaching and inspirational workshops. By the mid-1970s, Thoreau had convinced himself that he was the people's savior. He strongly believed he was put on earth by God to save the world from evil in the upcoming apocalypse. Thoreau now wanted to create a free-thinking commune where his disciples could listen to his teachings and live as equals. He forced his followers to abandon their homes and their families, convincing them that the world and their loved ones were corrupt. Thoreau and his followers lived by his personal representation of the Bible, and they accepted him as their God. By 1978, his delusions had grown exponentially, and he predicted that the world would end on February of 1979. To prepare for the apocalypse, Thoreau and his followers, which included 4 men, 9 women, and 4 children, moved to Eternal Mountain near the Gapsee village of St. Jokes. Here, the group built a commune of tents and log cabins. While watching his followers construct what would become the cult's compound, he thought they resembled insects cooperating with each other. Thus, he called their new group the Anthill Kids. Thoreau, who forbade his followers from eating meat, smoking tobacco, and drinking alcohol, drank himself into drunken stupors on a daily basis, because of course he did. Then, on February 1979, it came and went, with no apocalypse. According to Thoreau, the world didn't end because of the differences in the Israelite calendar and the Roman Catholic calendar. Right. Soon enough, Thoreau had wanted to increase his followers and did so by marrying all the females within the commune and impregnating them. He fathered 20 children by 9 different women. The group didn't start out as a violent cult, though. In the beginning, the group actually did good deeds for the locals in the community, such as offering food for the poor and providing medical care for the sick. But that would all change in 1981. Once up and running, the Anthill Kids supported their commune by peddling their own baked goods. Those who didn't meet the financial quotas were severely punished. Following the cult's formation, Thoreau began to move away from being a motivational leader as his drinking problem worsened, becoming increasingly totalitarian over the lives of his followers. Members weren't allowed to speak with each other if he wasn't present. Thoreau began to punish those that he considered to be straying away from him by spying on them and claiming that God told him what they did. If a person wanted to leave the commune, Thoreau would hit them with either a belt or a hammer, suspend them from the ceiling, pluck each of their body hairs individually, and even defecate on them. In 1981, Roque performed a circumcision on 2-year-old Samuel Gilguerre after the young boy had difficulty urinating. When Samuel didn't stop crying after the impromptu surgery, Thoreau ordered one of his followers, Guy Veer, to beat the young boy, who then died from his injuries. Like that works. In an effort to conceal the death, the commune then set the boy's body on fire. As punishment, Thoreau then castrated Vere and ordered his followers to say that Vere had been trampled by a horse. Nevertheless, the truth came out and the police raided the commune and discovered the charred body of Samuel. Thoreau and 8 others were arrested and charged with criminal negligence causing bodily harm. They were all subsequently released. You burned a 2-year-old boy and you get out of jail? What? Following their releases, Thoreau and his followers established a different community near Burnt River, Ontario. Here, Thoreau ruled over his followers, including 26 children, most of whom were actually his own, and the remaining followers who remained loyal during his incarceration. Over time, Thoreau's punishments became more and more extreme. He conducted gladiator tournaments, which were tournaments where he would force his followers into a dirt ring and fight. Thoreau had his followers prove their loyalty by breaking their own legs with sledgehammers. In addition, he ordered his followers to sit on lit stoves, shoot each other in the shoulder, smear feces on each other, and cut off each other's toes. Thoreau also took to sexually abusing his followers and forcing them to eat their own feces. Even the children weren't exempt from the violence. They would be stripped naked and whipped if they misbehaved. Thoreau would nail them to a tree and force the other children to throw rocks at them. One evening during a blizzard, a mother placed her newborn baby outside, allegedly to escape from Thoreau's violent outburst. The baby died from the cold. The death led to an investigation, and in 1987, 14 children were removed from the commune and placed into foster homes. While this investigation could have ended the regime of abuse, Children's Aid were only interested in the children, so the commune continued with just 2 men and 8 women. Following the removal of the children, Thoreau began to become even more violent, as if that was even possible. While drunk, he believed that he was a doctor who could perform medical acts on his followers. One evening, he placed a rubber band around the testicles of one of his followers. His scrotum began to swell and get infected after about 8 hours, and then Thoreau removed the testicle and cauterized the wound with a hot iron. Oh. Then in September of 1988, he ordered follower Solange Ballard onto the kitchen table and stripped her naked. Earlier in the day, she had complained of an upset stomach. Thoreau punched her in the stomach, then shoved a plastic tube up her rectum and performed an enema with molasses and olive oil. He then made an incision on the side of her abdomen and pulled out a section of her intestine with his bare hands. He then ripped a piece of intestine out and stuffed the rest back in her abdomen. Ballard was then stitched back up. She remained alive and in agony until the next day when she finally died, most likely because of digestive chemicals leaking into her abdominal cavity. Thoreau then claimed that he had the ability of resurrection. He ordered his followers to remove Ballard's uterus and saw off a portion of her skull so that he could ejaculate in her brain and bring her back to life. Then he ordered the other male followers to do the same. However, when she surprisingly didn't come back to life, Thoreau instead ordered his followers to bury her body on the grounds of the commune, but first, he removed one of her ribs and kept it in a leather case around his neck. Like, what the? 2 months later, another member of the commune, Gabrielle Lavelle, complained that she had a toothache. Thoreau responded by ripping out 8 of her teeth with pliers. Later that night, he chased her with a knife and cut the tendon on one of her hands. Then in July of 1989, Thoreau impaled Lavelle's hand on the kitchen table after she complained of stiffness in that said hand. Probably because you cut the tendon in the hand before. He then decided he needed to amputate Lavallee's arm. He grabbed a meat cleaver and hacked her arm off. She lay in agony on the kitchen floor until the stump was stitched up the following morning. Lavelle suffered welding torch burns to her genitals and a hypodermic needle breaking off in her back. Thoreau cut off parts of her breast and smashed her head in with the blunt side of an axe, and even removed one of her fingers with wire cutters. In 1989, Thoreau was arrested for assault after Lavelle had fled the commune and contacted authorities, effectively dissolving the Ant Hill Kids. Provincial authorities had suspicions about Thoreau's cult due to the primitive living conditions of the members, but because the commune was officially registered as a church, officials were legally unable to investigate the adults and could not do much else except ensure the welfare of the children. Thoreau was found guilty of assault for the amputation of Lavelle's arm and received a sentence of 12 years. The vast majority of the cult's followers abandoned Thoreau after his arrest, but during his imprisonment, he fathered another 4 children with remaining female members during conjugal visits. The valet's report allowed further investigation into Thoreau's actions, exposing the wider abuses at the commune and Solange Ballard's murder. In 1993, Thoreau pleaded guilty to second-degree murder for the death of Solange Ballard and was sentenced to life imprisonment. In 2009, Thoreau tried to sell his artwork on the US-based website MurderAuction.com, which called itself a true crime auction house, and was willing to sell some of Thoreau's drawings and poetry. The Correctional Service of Canada prevented Thoreau's works, leaving Dorchester Penitentiary, and Stockwell Day, the Canadian Federal Public Safety Minister at the time, wrote to the Correctional Service to express concern that the killer was benefiting from work in prison. On February 26, 2011, at age 63, Thoreau was found dead near his cell in Dorchester Penitentiary. His death was the result of an altercation with his cellmate Matthew Gerard MacDonald, a 60-year-old convicted murderer from Port-au-Prince, Newfoundland and Labrador, who was charged with the killing. MacDonald pleaded guilty to second-degree murder and was sentenced to life in prison on top of the life sentence he was already serving. MacDonald had stabbed Thoreau in the neck with a shiv, walked to the guard station, handed them the weapon, and proclaimed, "That piece of shit is down on the range. Here's the knife. I sliced him up." Thoreau also killed 2 of his followers, Geraldine Auclair and Gabrielle Nadeau, while performing his makeshift surgeries on them. Roque Thoreau was one of the most depraved people in Canadian history, putting him with the likes of Robert Picton, Clifford Olson, and Paul Bernardo. Man, this dude was sick. Like, I can't even... Like, how people get in cults still just amazes me to this day. Like, I don't even... Bruh. Oh, my God. But, I can't believe what... Like, I really can't even imagine what Gabrielle went through, going through with him. Like, getting your arm cut off and getting stabbed multiple times and burnt with welding torches. Yeah, that ugh. Well, if you enjoyed this video, leave a like, hit that subscribe button, turn on my post notifications. Thank you for everyone who comes to this channel, but be safe, stay on the grind, have a great day. I'm out. Peace.